By the end of 2022, work on the $11.2 billion Coastal GasLink natural gas pipeline across northern BC was 81.2% complete, according to information released by pipeline owner TC Energy. The construction portion of the overall project was 77.8% as of the December update. As of November 30, roughly 6,120 workers were employed along the 670 km pipeline route from the Wildlake Compressor Station, west of Dawson Creek, to LNG Canada's Liquefied Natural Gas, LNG, export terminal under construction in Kitimat. To date, our team has installed nearly 490 kilometers of pipe across the 670-kilometer route, and steady progress is made each day. An update issued by TC Energy in late December said. This year, we also safely and successfully completed 9 out of 10 major watercourse crossings. As of the December update, pipeline installation was complete in 2 of the project's 8 sections, Section 1 from west of Dawson Creek to south of Chetwynd, and Section 4 from north of Prince George to northwest of Vanderhoof. On Section 3, from east of McLeod Lake to north of Prince George, 83.2% of grading and 64.6% of pipeline installation was complete. Roughly 1,164 workers were based at Parsnip Lodge, located northeast of Bear Lake. Construction was least advanced in Section 7 of the project, where only 67.6% of grading and 32.4% of pipeline installation was complete, as of the December update. Section 7 is the 77-kilometer stretch from south of Houston to north of Morris Lake, where a work camp was attacked in February and Wet'suwet'en First Nation hereditary chiefs and their supporters have engaged in blockades. In November, TC Energy announced that cost pressures had driven the expected price tag of the project to $11.2 billion, up from earlier estimates of $6.6 billion. This year has been full of many milestone achievements, and it's all thanks to the support of the Indigenous and local communities along the project route, the TC Energy update said. We look forward to continuing to build this extraordinary legacy with you as we enter the final year of construction in 2023. Construction of Phase 1 of LNG Canada's $40 billion export terminal was 70% complete in late September, and was not expected to start shipping for another 2 or 3 years.